really powerful piece of work that resonated absolutely for me, as I'm sure it will for others. My own parents lived in Tair Gwaith. My father worked in the local pit there, in those voices, I had echoes of my own childhood. It transported me, actually, and because, of course, these were real voices, weren't they? And you know, in the same way that my father used to go down into the ground to dig up black treasure. I mean, you've actually taken all those different voices and fashioned something that was very, very beautiful, poignant. I was actually filling up at times, but it left us in a place of hope as well. And I loved as well the challenge of the voices of today, because there is a danger that we can sentimentalize the past or romanticize it. And that is not the purpose, of course, of retelling our history. It is to hold a mirror up to ourselves, which actually is a launching off point for asking, you know, who do we want to be next? And that's what it did for me.
And as an Assembly member, how do you see this idea of using stories to engage and to hear the voices of your constituents?
Story is at the centre of everything. We are as human beings, by our very nature, storytellers. That's how we make truth of our own lives, the lives of those around us, and how we connect. To try and turn, the events of our daily life into a pattern which has meaning. And so, yes, I think that, you know, we can get lost in the jargon. We heard some of it in the play, of reports and officialese and bureaucratic language. And ultimately, you know, what is democracy trying to achieve? In fact, what is humanity trying to achieve? You know, we're all trying to do the same thing, which in essence is a very simple thing, which is to fashion for ourselves a more meaningful life. And at the heart of every story is truth and meaning. So becoming better storytellers actually means that this place can do its job more properly, telling the story of where we come from, but also where are we going as a society.
Thank you. All right.